Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Play each other. So it'll be an interesting next couple of weeks. And, you know, I've just told our team that we can only control ourselves. And we've got to make sure that we just focus on taking care of our own business and everything else, you know, will work itself out.
Well, you can't afford a slip up here in the final four ball games as you continue to battle for the conference championship.
Yeah, not really. I mean, all the games left are going to be a challenge, and you know that everybody's in that situation. You know, in the top four or five in the conference, they all feel that way, that they need to maintain their position and win every game that you're in. But you know, we've got to just stay focused on one game at a time, and you've heard me say that a billion times this year. That's what we've been doing, and that will be the key for us to be successful here in the next couple of weeks.
No secret, you're going to be a heavy favorite in the ball game tonight. This team is 0-16 in the conference. They're 1-20 on the season. What do you tell your team when you're facing a team like this, when you're going to be a heavy favorite in the contest?
Well, considering kind of where we've been in the last week or so, it's really just been a message of this is about us. You know, it's about us making sure that we're doing all the little things that we've been able to do over the course of the season to get where we're at consistently and to do those things with effort and to really just keep getting better. And, you know, it's an opportunity for correction, but also just to continue to work on things and to compete. As much as Nebraska Wesleyan has struggled this year, you know, they've competed fairly well throughout the whole season, and that's what we expect from them tonight.
So really more concerned about yourself and getting some things corrected on your part to maybe what Nebraska Wesleyan is going to do tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we need to work on is kind of manufacturing some turnovers a little bit. Nebraska Wesleyan has struggled in that area over the last couple of months and throughout the season. And so, you know, that's kind of an area that we've been emphasizing the last few days, is just trying to make it a little bit more of a full court game and creating some turnovers and trying to get, you know, our transition game going, because it seems to spark, obviously, everything else that we're doing, especially on the offensive court.
Lost to Doan and then came back with a big win on Saturday up at Mount Marty, 85-60. Were you happy with what you got down up there?
Yeah, I thought we, for the most part, played really well, especially in a couple of stretches. We stretched out the lead to, I believe, 16 or 18 or so, and then they kind of made a little run at us, and I thought that we did a good job of kind of weathering that storm and then answering with our own run. I thought we played a significant number of kids, and I thought, you know, we had a lot of kids play some quality minutes and contribute. So, you know, overall, it was a great effort game from us. And that's not an easy team to guard. Anytime, you know, you have the dribble drive, there's that opportunity for lots of fouls being called. And I thought we did a good job of establishing good guarding position and then contesting shots without fouling for the most part. There was a couple stretches where we fouled a little too much, but that's something that I feel like we've grown in a little bit over the last few games.
Frankie Peterson may have had the game of the year for her, 13 points and 10 rebounds, played a great contest against the Lancers.
Yeah, Frankie's been kind of locked in on really trying to get to the boards in the last game or two. And, you know, that was something we didn't do very well at Doan, was rebound. And so, obviously, that was an area of emphasis for us against Mount Marty. And Laurel and Frankie and Sierra all did a great job of going to the boards and spent a lot of energy making sure that they made an effort and made it difficult to be boxed out, and as a result, she was able to get a double double, and that's her second one of the season. So she's pretty proud about that, and you know, she's done a great job all year on the boards for us, but particularly against Mount Marty the other day.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Nebraska Wesleyan as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. A team coach that we saw earlier this season beat them down in Lincoln 88-61. Had an easy time with this team, but like I said, they got some players that can cause us some problems if we're not playing in our A game.
Yeah, you know, the Tocosi kid is really talented offensively. She takes a lot of shots, and if she gets hot, obviously it can be difficult to slow her down. And then Bridget Buchner is a freshman who she's talented, and she's going to be a great player here in the next couple of years. She's strong, and she does a great job in the post of making herself available. And you know, those two have played significant minutes for them and have done a nice job. And then, you know, they have a couple of other guards, number 10 and number 30, who you know, are athletic enough that they can be difficult to guard if you're not you know, ready to play. So four or five really solid kids, and then their depth may be their issue for them. Number five caused us some major problems in the first game. I think she had 24 or 26 points on us and, you know, crashed the boards and got some putbacks and things like that. So we'll try to do a better job on her tonight. And, you know, we're going to have to contain the guards. And like I said, if we can make it a full court game and maybe create some turnovers in the backcourt, we may be able to get some transition opportunities.
Number five, Courtney Cook, is a girl who had 26 against Hastings first time around. She did a showdown inside for those two girls.
Yeah, you know, number five is more of the Cook girls, more of their forward, and so she's really a dual threat kid because she can shoot a mid range shot, she can drive it, and obviously she can post and is really good on the board. She's persistent in going every time, and so you know, she outworked us really in the first game, and so it's going to be important for us to make sure that we box her out and keep her off the glass.
So the team that averages 26 turnovers per ball game. Like I said, you might tee off on this team tonight and try to get something going there.
Yeah, you know, they've struggled here in the last couple of games, especially. It's one of those things that the pressure starts to wear on them because they're of their lack of depth, and you know, they don't have a ton of guards who are really comfortable bringing the ball against pressure. So it's something that we'll throw at them over the course of the game, but we'll obviously pick and choose our times like always, and make sure that we're not giving up easy opportunities as a result.
What are the things you want to work on in this ball game today?
Well, I think, again, it's just continuing to do the things that we can control. And so we need to guard with energy, and we need to communicate and make sure that we're not making our own mistakes. There's been a couple of games where teams have scored on us, not necessarily because it was a great offensive play, but more so that we made a mistake defensively because of miscommunication or just not being ready for whatever they were throwing at us. So defensively, we need to kind of, you know, smooth those things out and make sure that we're all on the same page. And then, you know, rebounding is always something that is an area of emphasis for us. It's been one of the reasons why, you know, we've been able to get 20 or so shots more than our opponent on most games. So those two things are obviously going to be at the top of the to-do list tonight.
Sometimes these games are one of the toughest games to play, a game that you're heavily favored in. People kind of look past this. You at all concerned about the team coming out flat tonight and just kind of going through the motions?
No, I think our team's excited to be home again. And you know, we only have got two home games left. And so it's one of those things where you remind your team that, you know, you only have so many opportunities to play in front of your home crowd. And we may or may not have another opportunity in the conference tournament. It looks like we may, but you know, we need to really make sure that we take advantage of the opportunity to get a couple more games at home.
Okay, you like that.
Great, thank you.
Gary Hofstra, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Starting Lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Back with the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as Hastings gets set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Team coming in here out of Lincoln to take on the Broncos in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game is up first. Hastings College coming in, ranked number 5 in the country in the latest NAIA Division II men's college, Division II women's college basketball coaches poll. Hastings sitting at 22-3 in the season, or 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming off of their win on Saturday over Mount Marty up in Yankton by the score of 80-65. That coming off of the heels of the loss we suffered to Doan the Wednesday before down in Crete, 65-62. Before that, Hastings has rattled off 15 straight wins, but they lost to Doan and then have come back nicely and beat Mount Marty on Saturday, 80-65. A big day there for the Broncos. Another rebounding edge over the Lancers, 52-36. Frankie Peterson had a double-double. Laurel Sweener had a double-double as well, as Wiener had 15 points, 12 rebounds. Frankie Peterson, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Jamie Van Kirk led the way for Hastings that night with 23 points. They're going to face a team in Nebraska Wesleyan that won their first game of the season way back on November the 15th. They haven't won since. The Prairie Wolves have lost 20 games in a row, including Saturday's 86-52 loss to Briar Cliff. At home, actually that was up in Sioux City, 86-52, losing that ball game up in Sioux City. So they've lost 20 games in a row. They're sitting at 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and in the cellar in the conference standings as things get started here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that has really struggled offensively. They're averaging only 58.2 points per ball game on offense. This is a team that is last in most of the major statistical categories. They're last in the conference in field goal percentage at 36%. They are last in three-point shooting at 22%. And they are second to the last in free throw shooting at 60%. Nebraska Wesleyan also last in the conference in rebounding margin. They rebound 37 rebounds per game. They give up 43. They're also last in turnover margin. They turn the ball over 26 times per ball game. They force 17 on the defensive end. In fact, out of the NCAA Division III schools, is checking the statistics this week. Out of the 431 schools in NCAA Division III, Nebraska Wesleyan is number 421 as far as turnovers are concerned. So that's definitely going to be a concern for the Nebraska Wesleyan coaching staff here tonight against the Hastings team that forces 19 turnovers on the defensive end. You heard Kerry talk about it. They're really going to focus in on forcing turnovers in the basketball game here tonight. So it appears like it's going to be a mismatch on paper here in the women's ball game. The men should be a little bit more competitive in game number two here tonight, but that's why we play the games, and that's why we're here tonight as Hastings gets set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. This is the second to the last home game for Hastings. They will be on the floor again on Saturday as they take on Dakota Wesleyan, and then they'll finish off next week with a couple of road games during the regular season playing at Midland and at Northwestern. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan, they will go with Courtney Cook tonight, a 6-foot sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. Courtney Cook, she lit him up against Hastings the first time, scoring 26 points in Wesleyan's 88-61 loss to the Broncos down in Lincoln. Amanda Diaz, a 5-foot-11-inch freshman out of Arvada, Colorado. Diaz on the season is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Felicia Tchaikovsky is a 5-foot-9-inch sophomore out of Firth, Nebraska. She's her leading scorer, averaging 14.4 points per game. Kelly Sanchez is a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 6 points per ball game. And then Bridget Booker is a 6-foot freshman out of Hickman, Nebraska. She's averaging 10.9 points per ball game. For Hastings College, they'll start this way. Cammy Breckman, a 5-foot-9-inch senior out of Silver Lake. She's the 6th leading scorer in the conference, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. Abby Jackson, 5-foot-6 and a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 5.1 per game. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5-foot-9-inch junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk, the 3rd leading scorer in the conference this week, averaging 17.8 points per ball game. Frankie Peterson, a 5-foot-9-inch senior out of Cambridge, averaging 5.8 points per game. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6-foot-4-inch senior out of Pleasanton. Zwiener is averaging 14.5 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Night tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College during their warm-ups, and now the players on the bench all supporting pink T-shirts here tonight. Hastings going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson as things get started here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan in their black, trimmed and lettered in gold. Hastings controls the opening tip. Immediately they go right to work with Cammy Breckman. And her shot is up and in. Cammy Breckman left wide open just to the left of the basket, and Hastings College scores the easy field goal to get things going. We're just 15 seconds into the ball game, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. So here comes Nebraska Wesleyan again, an offensively challenged team here, averaging only 58.2 points per ball game on the season. Here's Bucher with the ball. Bucher gives it up. Driving toward the hole is going to be Tchaikovsky, and she draws a personal foul. Nope, traveling violation. Alicia Tchaikovsky is whistled for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover for Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Again, they average 26 turnovers per ball game, number 421 out of 430-some-odd schools in NCAA Division III this week in turnovers. Here's Breckman driving for the hole again. She draws a personal foul. Amanda Diaz is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first team foul in Nebraska Wesleyan. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. She hit the first field goal for the Broncos. You give Hastings the 2-0 lead. Breckman's a 68% foul shooter on the season. And she'll go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Breckman eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's good. Breckman hits the first free throw of the ball game. Hastings, as a team, number 2 in the conference in free throw percentage. They're hitting 72% from the free throw line this year. Here comes the next shot by Breckman. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Bucher's got the rebound, and she gets it off now to Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez flips it away to Amanda Diaz here in back quarter. She'll bring things up against Cammy Breckman. Diaz on the dribble goes to the far sideline to Kelly Sanchez. Lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Bucher with the ball. Bucher puts it up there over Van Kirker. Sounds up and in. Bridget Booker scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan, and now it's a 3-2 ball game. Hastings College with the lead. Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be, looks like a zone defense here. A zone defense with maybe a chaser on Jamie Van Kirk. There's a bounce pass from Abby Jackson. Goes over to Zwiener at the elbow. Zwiener throws it up there from 15. A shot good. Laurel Zwiener scoring there for Hastings. And that's a 5-2 ball game. Hastings out to the early lead here in this one. 18 minutes and 30 seconds to play. There's a shot's going to be blocked down here, and the ball's going to be recovered by Abby Jackson. Jackson gets the ball ahead now to Cammie Breckman. Breckman back out to Jackson. Out here beyond the three-point circle. Puts it on the floor and dribbles. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to Breckman inside. They get it to Peterson. Drives it down the lane. Down to Zwiener on the baseline. Her shot's up there from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes out of bounds. Here on the near sideline, the last to touch it was Breckman of Hastings. So it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in. Just underway here in women's college basketball. 5-2 the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Here's the inbounds pass. Going to be denied here as Cammie Breckman knocks the ball out of bounds. Guarding Kelly Sanchez. So again, Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. The Prairie Wolves have lost 20 games in a row. They're 0-16 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, 1-20 on the season. Trying to pull off a major upset tonight with the fifth-ranked team in the country in Hastings College. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by a score of 5-2. Down in the corner is Sanchez looking to drive. Sanchez can't do it against Van Kirk. Comes back out here to Booker. She lobs the ball inside. There's a shot up there by Courtney Cox. Or rather, Courtney Cook. That's going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Hastings. Van Kirk with the ball. Her pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Booker as they run her back the other way. First turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Here's Amanda Diaz outside. Here's a Tchaikovsky. Here's shot for three is going to be no good. Ball goes down a bounce. Last touchdown there by Amanda Diaz for Nebraska Wesleyan, so Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 17:33 to play here in the first half. 5-2 the score. Hastings has got the lead. Nebraska Wesleyan stays with a little zone defense here against the Broncos. Cammie Breckman, entry pass. They get it inside to Van Kirk. Now back out to Breckman. She hops to the free throw line. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul here will go on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Felicia Tchaikovsky. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jackson comes out here to Van Kirk. Across the top to Peterson, down in the corner. Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Off of the back iron, and the rebound comes down here to Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky gets the ball to Booker now. She runs it into the forecourt. Booker gets it back out here to Tchaikovsky. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Cook. She lost it, and it's picked up here by Hastings College. As Bruckman with the ball, now to Jackson. She runs her back the other way to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's hacked on the arm. Personal foul here will go on Courtney Cook of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves. That sends Hastings to the free throw line. Abby Jackson will toe the mark here. Jackson is 68% foul shooter on the season. For the Broncos, her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abby Jackson down to 5.1 points per ball game. She's been in kind of a mini shooting slump here the past couple of ball games. Here comes Adam Zenon into the ball game now. Going out will be Van Kirk. 6-2 is the score. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here in women's college basketball. Abby Jackson's next shot is up there. That shot's going to be good. Jackson hits a pair. As now a 7-2 ball game. Hastings College with the early lead here with 16 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Amanda Diaz with the ball here in backcourt. Her pass down the near sideline to Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky gets it to Kelly Sanchez, picked up there by Adam Zenon. Sanchez comes out here to Amanda Diaz inside now. That's going to be Booker. She turns around there, lost the ball, gets it into the hands of Sanchez, drives it down the lane, loses control, and is picked up here by Peterson. Second turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. Jackson gets the ball down to Breckman, left side of the lane. The ball is going to be deflected away from her. The scramble is on, and it is picked up here by Booker. Second turnover, and Hastings in the ball game. 7-2. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. Running back the other way is Tchaikovsky. Brings it into the offensive zone, gets it out here to Sanchez. Sanchez, high left side, now to Amanda Diaz. She brings it out into three-point territory, picked up there by Adam Zenon. Diaz with the ball, stops 25 feet away from the basket, comes across the top to Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez, dribble penetration all over the basket. Her shot is up there as good, and she's fouling the play. Kelly Sanchez scores there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Personal foul is going to be called here on Breckman. That's going to be her first foul, and Sanchez goes to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ball game. Alex Edwards comes in. Peterson comes out. Also, Abby Jackson comes out. 15:55 to play in the first half. 7-4. Hastings with a lead. There's a shot by Sanchez. It's up there and in. Sanchez is a 54% foul shooter in the season, but she knocks down her first free throw tonight. And Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within 2 points. 15:50 to play here in the first half. 7-5. Hastings with a lead. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Puts up a little 10-footer. Her shot is up and in. Adam Zenon scores there for Hastings College. Zenon, a senior out of Arlington, Texas. 9-5, the Broncos back out to a four-point lead. There's Tucholsky driving for the basket. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets it away to Zenon. Hustles back the other way. Down in the corner, that's Edwards with the ball. To Zenon, throws up a three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball snapped around. It's picked up here by Tucholsky. Felicia Tucholsky comes back the other way from Nebraska Wesleyan. All the way to the basket. She's going to be drooling a play, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings as Tucholsky goes tumbling out of bounds here for Nebraska Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on Zenon. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in the first half. Felicia Tucholsky goes to the free throw line. She's been there 120 times this year. Converted on 78. Her 121st free throw is going to be no good. Tucholsky, a 65% foul shooter in the season. Next shot is up there. It is good. She's their leading scorer, averaging 14.4 points per ballgame. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan now by a score of 9-6 early in the ballgame. We played about 5 minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Edwards has got the ball over to Zenon. Zenon dribble penetration to the elbow. Now to Chanel Farmer. Chanel gets it out here to Cammie Breckman. Now to Zenon. The Farmer again on the right side. Out to Adam Zenon. Top of the key. Dribbles it down to the left side of the lane. Dishes off down to Williams. Inner shot is up there and in. Zenon gets the assist. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal as they work against that zone defense. Sierra Williamson gets her first goal of the ball game. 11-6 to score now. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. With the basketball as Amanda Diaz goes for the basket. She is stripped of the ball from Farmer and it goes down a bounce. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Good job defensively there by Farmer. End of the ball game now is going to be Stacey Beller. Stacey Beller comes in from Nebraska Wesleyan. Courtney Cook returns. 11-6. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Amanda Diaz looking, finally gets it in to Tucholsky. She has it slapped away from her. The scramble is on. Two players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan, so we'll stay right here. Prairie Wolves will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings, the fifth-ranked team in AIA Division II this week. They've got a five-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. 11-6 is the score. And now they're going to reset the shot clock. They're going to put 16 up on the shot clock here as Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Cook comes way out on top now to Amanda Diaz. Brings it back to Cook. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Edwards with the ball. Gets it ahead. There's Chanel Farmer on the wing on the right side. Now to Autumn Zenon inside the three-point arc. Gives it back to Farmer. Long range three put up there from the right side. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Nebraska Wesleyan. Grabbing the ball is going to be Beller. Now there's a foul here in backcourt. Farmer knocks down Amanda Diaz, and Farmer picks up the personal foul for Hastings. So now Farmer picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number three in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. So at 14 minutes and 8 seconds to play, here in the first half, Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Broncos have a 5-point lead, 11-6. Here's Courtney Cook inbounding the ball here for Wesleyan. Gets into the hands of Amanda Diaz. Races into the offensive zone here. Diaz works out on top now against Holly Samuelson is into the ball game now for Hastings. There's a feed on the wing. Tucholsky has got it. Lobs it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. Throws it down the near sideline. Edwards grabs the ball. 2-on-2. Edwards goes down to the right baseline to Holly Samuelson. Back out to Zenon. Entry pass again to Williamson. Outside to Edwards. Down on the baseline now. That's Farmer. Dribbles and her pass is going to be out of bounds. Farmer trying to take it underneath the basket. Bounces the ball on the baseline down there. The third turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got three. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 11-6. 13:40 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. There's Courtney Cook with the ball. Courtney Cook gets into the hands of Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez looking to drive, now gives it away. Out here to Stacey Beller, cranks up a three-pointer. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Hands it away here in backcourt, now to Adam Zenon. Streaking back the other way. Adam Zenon to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. The fourth turnover on Hastings. The ball is intercepted there by Amanda Diaz. Diaz brings her back here for Nebraska Wesleyan. She works against Farmer. Amanda Diaz just across the 10-second line, dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line. That's Sanchez with it. Drives it down the lane. Spins against Zenon. Shot is up there. No good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up here by Zenon. Autumn has got it now for Hastings College. Broncos still with a 5-point lead. 11-6 is the score. Here's Farmer, free throw line extended left side. Three-pointer is put up there. It is off of the back iron, no good. The ball goes up over the glass, out of play. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 6:04 South Burlington. 12:48 to play here in the first half, 11-6. Hastings out on top. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Stacy Beller running it back the other way for the Prairie Wolves. Gets it to the 10-second line. Down to Sanchez into the offensive zone. Sanchez works over here against Holly Samuelson. On the wing, that's going to be Cassandra Solsky, who's into the ballgame. Now to Cook inside. Her shot, no good. Rebound comes down here to Hastings College. That's Holly Samuelson. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson sends it inside. Zwiener, she puts it up there. Shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Zwiener just checked back in there and immediately go to her inside. Cox, or rather Cook, picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Prairie Wolves. Orals winner to the free throw line, the 6th best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 80% of her foul shots. Her first free throw tonight is up there and in. Orals winner averaging 14.5 points per ball game, 80% foul shooter in the season. 12-6 to score. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Zwiener. So Hastings on to a 13-6 advantage now over Nebraska Wesleyan. Here come the Prairie Wolves. Sanchez dribbles to the free throw line. Now backs it out here into 3-point territory. Stacy Beller on the wing. Beller gets the ball. Now to Cook, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out here to the far sideline. Beller has got the ball. Stacy Beller now to Sanchez. We got 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Here's Kelly Sanchez right at the top of the key. Behind his screen. Now they lob the ball inside. Courtney Cook grabs it. Her shot over Zwiener is no good. Ball being poked around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Last touch by Zwiener as they try to tap that ball to the corner. Bridget Booker comes back into the ball game now. Here comes Amanda Diaz back in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kelly Sanchez looking. Kelly Sanchez looking. Finally, she gets it in. The ball going to be tipped around. It's taken away. They're trying to get it to Cook, and the ball is tipped around, and Hastings comes down with it. Here comes Abby Jackson. Down for the Broncos at the top of the key. Goes over to Van Kirk. Takes a three-pointer from the right side. Shot good. Nothing but net from a different area code. Jamie Van Kirk knocks down her first field goal of the ball game. There's a pass now to Sanchez. Sanchez has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan as Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead. 16-6 is the score with 11.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half, here's a Booker. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. That's going to go on Zwiener. Oral Zwiener picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. So now Bridget Booker goes to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. 74% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Into the Wesleyan lineup now is going to be Felicia Tokalski. Going out will be Courtney Cook. Coming out of the scores table, checking in for Hastings College is going to be Cammie Bruckman. Coming out will be Holly Samuelson. 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. 16-7 the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Bridget Booker. Wesleyan is now within 8 points at 16-8. Here's Bruckman back for Hastings. Bruckman goes out to Jackson, down to Cammie. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Frankie Peterson tips the ball. It's loose. It's picked up by Zwiener as she picks it up on her knees. Out to Van Kirk from 10. Shot good. Back-to-back field goals for Jamie Van Kirk and a 3 and a 2. And the Broncos back out to a 10-point lead again. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game early. 18-8 to score. Here comes Sanchez back from Nebraska Wesleyan. Down to Tokalski. Brings it out between the circles now to Solsky. Cassandra Solsky dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Feeds it inside to Booker. She wheels down the lane. Her shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. And Zwiener picks up another personal foul. That's going to be the second foul in Laurel Zwiener here in the ball game. So going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Bridget Booker. Got a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. 18-8. Hastings has got a 10-point lead. There's a shot from the line. It's up there and in for Bridget Booker. Sierra Williamson comes into the ball game now. Zwiener checks out. Wesleyan, 66% foul shooting team on the season, 10th in the conference. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Booker is now 4 for 4 on free throws here tonight. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout with 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 18, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 18-10. The other game's going on in the conference tonight. Morningside is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Midland is down in Seward to take on Concordia in a good matchup there. Northwestern is playing in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan. Mount Marty is playing at Briarcliff tonight in women's college basketball. Conference standings, the top four teams right now, Northwestern, Concordia, Hastings, and Morningside. Northwestern at 14-2 in the conference, Concordia 14-3, Hastings 13-3, and Morningside 12-4. The Broncos have four regular season games remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan right now in the cellars in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 0-16 in the conference, 1-20 overall, currently in 11th place. And the Prairie Wolves have fallen behind the Broncos here in the first 9 minutes and 15 seconds of this ball game. It's Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings by the score of 18-10. Hastings with the ball. Jackson comes over here to Breckman on the wing. Breckman dribbles once, brings it back to Jackson. Down to Peterson on the right wing. Frankie Peterson picks up the dribble, sends it inside to Van Kirk. Her one run hander is up, be up there, no good. Rebound Williamson gets it back out to Breckman at the top of the key. Her three-pointer is no good. And the rebound comes out in Nebraska Wesleyan. Amanda Diaz with a board. Here comes the Prairie Wolves. Now Diaz stops here in the back quarter. Pass can be deflected out of bounds by Peterson. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Courtney Cook comes back into the ballgame now for Wesleyan. Going out will be Cassandra Solsky. 21 left in the shot clock. 10:15 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 18-10. Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Amanda Diaz as she works out here against Abby Jackson. High post. They get it to Cook. Cook right at the top of the three-point circle. Two-handed pass goes to the left wing. That's it. Tchaikovsky with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. But wouldn't have counted anyway. We got a traveling violation. Alicia Tchaikovsky is whistled for the extra steps. Four turnovers now in Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings has got four turnovers. Broncos have an eight-point lead. 18-10 the score. Hastings coming back with the ball as they bring it into their offensive zone. Shooting to our basket to our left here tonight in the first half of play. Frankie Peterson, cross-court pass to Bruckman, down to Jackson, back to Cammie for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark, no good. Ball tipped out of there. It's picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan. Tchaikovsky runs her back the other way. Two on two. Felicia having problems with a dribble. Now the scramble is on. Two, three, four, five players hit the deck, and finally a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and that'll be a Nebraska Wesleyan turnover. The fifth turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. Cassandra Solsky comes into the ball game now. Coming out will be Kelly Sanchez. 9 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the first half in women's college basketball tonight. The men's game coming up next, beginning at 8 here on 1230 KHAS. Game featuring Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings here tonight. Here's Van Kirk with the ball to Bruckman. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Her shot left-handed is up there, no good. Ball is recovered on the baseline by Bruckman. She tries to save it. Now it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. This is going to be Cook down here to trigger things in. Cook will get it in to Tolsky. Down to the center of the floor. That's going to be Booker with it now. She races into the offensive zone. Tchaikovsky has got the ball here on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Frankie Peterson. Felicia dribbling with the ball. We're down to 15 seconds on the shot clock. Felicia Tchaikovsky dribbles out here in the three-point territory. About 25 feet away from the basket. Dribbles behind the screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Looking to spin. Can't do it. Out to Solsky for three. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk for Hastings College gets it ahead to Jackson down on the baseline. Abby back out to Frankie Peterson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 12-footer is put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Breckman tips the ball out. Jackson picks it up. Drives, shoots, and scores. Breckman tips the ball out to Abby Jackson, who took it right to the hole and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Jackson. She's got 4 points. And now Nebraska Wesleyan loses the ball out of bounds. Bring the ball up down the near sideline. They lost it out of bounds. That's the sixth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. 20-10 is the score now. Hastings again with a 10-point lead. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game. Allie Ashley comes into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Hastings playing things in down here in the corner on the near sideline. Alex Edwards gets the ball into the hands of Abby Jackson, who dribbles with the ball. Jackson sends it over in the wing on the right side to Bruckman. Cammie dribbles it to the elbow. Can't do anything with it. Skip pass down in the corner to Edwards. Now to Jackson. Back to Bruckman. Cammy dribbling with the ball again. Brings it back here to Abby Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside. Williamson down to Edwards on the baseline. Shot good. Alex Edwards scores on a little 14-foot jump shot off of the left baseline. And Hastings has now got a 12-point lead, 22-10. Here's a steal by Van Kirken. Backcourt shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk gets a steal in the backcourt, and she scores easily. Van Kirk now with 7 points in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan with 7 turnovers, and the Hastings lead is now 14 points at 24-10. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Breckman chips the ball. Sanchez picks it back in Nebraska Wesleyan to the near sideline. Solsky has got it. Sends it inside down to a Booker. Dribbles once against Williamson. Now she's in trouble. Brings it back out to Sanchez. Top of the key. Sanchez nearly falls down with the ball. Now lobs it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Edwards, the 8th turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. Edwards gets the ball now to Van Kirk. She dribbles it into the paint. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk scores. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. The Broncos have a 16-point lead, and Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan calls a timeout, 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the score now is Hastings 26 and Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Don't forget, we've got more basketball coming your way tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska men getting set to take on Illinois, the Fighting Illini, at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The Huskers are currently 10-1 at home this season. They'll take on Illinois coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show beginning at 7:04 this evening on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got complete Hastings College basketball coverage for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Women's ball game, 7:15 to play in the first half. Hastings with the lead here, 26-10. Men's ball game between these two teams to go at 8 o'clock tonight. So 7:15 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top now by 16 points at 26-10. Defense forcing some offense here. The Broncos are on to their biggest lead of the ball game at 16. Here's Amanda Diaz with the ball picked up by Farmer. Goes to the free throw line to Booker. Drives it down the lane against Williamson. Puts up a shot to be blocked out by Sierra. The ball's recovered here by Hastings College. Williamson gets the ball now to Abby Jackson running back the other way. Jackson out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Edwards. Edwards keeps it in line for the Broncos. Out to Jackson. Out here in 3-point territory to Farmer. Down on the left baseline with the ball there is going to be Chelsea Morton, who's into the ball game now. The Farmer to Jackson. Back to Farmer over here on the left side. Retreats out here in the 3-point territory. Gets the ball to Jackson. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Shot off the window is up and in. Abby Jackson scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 28-10 with 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Amanda Diaz with the ball. Diaz to Solsky. Out to Diaz out here in 3-point territory. Diaz dribbling with the ball to the right wing. Diaz has still got it as she works against the Chelsea Morton. Comes across the top now. Amanda Diaz out to Solsky. Solsky at the top of the key. Lobs it down low. Ball's going to be tipped away from Booker. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Alex Edwards getting her hands on it there for Hastings College. Here comes Autumn Zenon into the ball game. Now Jackson will come out. 6:03 to play here in the first half, 28-10. Hastings College with an 18-point lead here. Here's Kelly Sanchez inbound the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Comes out here in the 3-point territory to Solsky, and now she steps into the backcourt and over and back violation. Over and back violation called here. Solsky grabs it in the offensive side at the half-court stripe, and then she, without notice, I'm sure, stepped back, and she was into the backcourt and over and back violation. A turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan, their 9th of the ball game. They're trailing by 18 points here. Autumn Zenon sends it inside to Williamson, down to Edwards. Now to Autumn Zenon on the wing. Dribble penetration. Now to Edwards on the baseline. Back out to Autumn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Edwards taps the ball in the corner, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Alex Edwards as she picks up the rebounding foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos. 5:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 28-10. Broncos applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Here's Amanda Diaz. Diaz gets rid of it. Now to Cook. Cook approaching the 10-second line. Brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble. Now to Sanchez. Sanchez picked up there by Farmer. Sanchez drives it in the lane. Kicks it back out here on the wing on the right side to Diaz. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. A shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. That shot missed badly off of the right side. Farmer gets the ball ahead. Now dribbling for the basket. His shot is up and in. That's Chelsea Morton. Nice pass by Farmer. She gets the assist. Chelsea Morton gets the field goal. And it's now a 30-10 ball game. Hastings College leading by 20 points here in this one. Hastings has rattled off 10 straight points. 30-10 is the score. With 4:53 to play, here's a long-range jumper from three. And it's going to be up there no good by Amanda Diaz. Rebound comes down here to Autumn Zeenan. Zeenan, right-handed dribble. Now stopped to the elbow. The ball tipped away. That's going to be picked up here by Cook. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings. Courtney Cook has got the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Cook drives the ball down the right side of the lane to the goal. Her shot is up there no good, and she's fouled in the play. Courtney Cook will go to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Edwards of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul on Edwards. Going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Courtney Cook. She's the one who scored 26 points against Hastings. The first goal round down in Lincoln. That's her first point of the night here, and it comes from the free throw line. Here comes Peterson back into the ball game. Here comes Holly Samuelson back in. Edwards goes out, and also Sierra Williamson goes out for Kerry Hofstetter and the Broncos. 30-11 to score. Hastings up by 19 points. Next shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Frankie Peterson with a rebound for the Broncos. Peterson gets the ball to Autumn Zeenan. Hustles back the other way. Autumn Zeenan stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Down in the corner to Farmer. Back out to Zeenan. Zeenan dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now fires up a three-pointer. Shot is up there. No good. Too strong, and the rebound comes down here to Cassandra Solsky. 30-11. Hastings with a 19-point lead. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half in the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez now to Cook. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Solsky. Brings it back to Cook. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Her shot over Farmer. No good. And Chanel Farmer gets hit with a personal foul. A second foul on Chanel. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. And Nebraska Wesleyan has reached the bonus situation here in this first half with 3:58 remaining. Courtney Cook over the free throw line again. She was one of two there just a few seconds ago. This shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Cook is an 80% foul shooter in the season coming in here. She was 79 out of 98 from the charity stripe, averaging 11.9 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. It is good. So she hits one out of two from the stripe. It's now a 30-12 ball game. Hastings College leading by 18 points. Here's Adam Zeenan with the ball now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbling with ball behind the screen from Chelsea Morton. Now gives the ball away to Morton at the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Zeenan. Zeenan with the ball inside the free throw circle. Down low. Here's Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Farmer. Gets it back out to Morton. Now to Zeenan driving down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Adam Zeenan took it at the top of the key and drove it right down the paint and scores. She's got 4 points and the Broncos again lead by 20. 32-12. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Samuelson as she comes back the other way on a dribble. Bounce pass to the far sideline is Zeenan. Looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Farmer. Open for three. Takes a shot and buries it. Chanel Farmer from the right sideline scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings out to a 35-12 lead now with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play in women's college basketball tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Kelly Sanchez with the ball. Now a foul is going to be called here on Morton. Sanchez brought it over on the right side wing to Felicia Tikalski. Morton picks up the foul. That's going to be your first. And now Felicia goes to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Jamie Van Kirk coming back in. Here comes Cammy Bruckman back in. To the free throw line is going to be Felicia Tikalski for Nebraska Wesleyan. She scored 10 points against Hastings in that first go around. She's averaging 14.4 in the season. She's their leading scorer on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Peterson with the ball. Now to Chelsea Morton. Running it back the other way. Chelsea Morton has got it. On the wing down to Samuelson. To Morton on the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tikalski for Nebraska Wesleyan. 35-12. The Broncos have the lead. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Kelly Sanchez has got the ball on the dribble on the wing. Now brings it out here between the circles. Goes over to Felicia Tikalski. Picked up there by Van Kirk of Hastings. Felicia dribbling the ball out here to the top of the key. Whistle stops play. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Courtney Cook. Courtney Cook just picked up her third personal foul, trying to get loose in the lane there. So Courtney Cook now with three. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 35, Nebraska Wesleyan 12. Here's Jimmy Van Kirk, trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Van Kirk bounce pass on the wing. Chelsea Morton has got it, sends it inside to Bruckman. Wheels in the lane, puts it up there, left-handed shot, no good. Rebounds swatted around, picked up on the baseline. That's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. That's Alexis Albert, who's into the ball game now, into the forecourt. Long-range jumper there by Tucholsky. That one won't go. Rebound Albert. She lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Alexis Albert now into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan as they look for something that's going to work out there. Albert, 5'2", and a freshman from San Luis, Colorado. They're going to give the ball here. Let's see, they pointed Hastings' way, but they're going to give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sanchez's pass comes out to Tucholsky. Dribbles it down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Peterson has the ball. Peterson gets it ahead. Now to Van Kirk. Nice pass there to Morton. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup, but she's fouling the play. And Morton will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. So Chelsea Morton will go to the line now for the Broncos. The personal foul is going to go here on Albert, Alexis Albert. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 6 on Nebraska Wesleyan, but a two-shot foul here. There's a shot up there and in by Chelsea Morton. Morton is a 71% foul shooter in the season. She is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line, with 5 out of 7 coming in here. For 71% as he knocks down a first free throw tonight. 36-12, he seems the lead. Next shot is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound Peterson. Peterson trying to go back up, but she flips the ball away to Morton, and her shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson was trapped underneath the basket there and couldn't go up with it, so she goes to Morton, who scores. Now Morton with a steal out to Peterson. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds off of Chelsea's hands. So Chelsea Morton with a couple of good possessions right there. Chelsea Morton now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings is building 38-12 lead in women's college basketball here with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Courtney Cook with the ball in the dribble now. She'll play with 3 personal fouls. She's trapped along that right baseline, and she'll be tied up in the play. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so a turnover here on Nebraska Wesleyan. 11 turnovers on the Prairie Wolves. Hastings 38, Nebraska Wesleyan 12. Minute and 24 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Van Kirk with the ball down to Cammie Bruckman. High left side, Bruckman dribbling on the ball, moves it to the top of the key. Drives it to the elbow, spins in the lane, wheels. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. This is going to go on Kylie Ashley, who just checked into the ball game. Kylie Ashley picks up the personal foul. Ashley, a 6-foot freshman out of Kent, Washington. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. She has got 3 points in the ball game. Bruckman, 1 out of 2 from the line. 38-12. Hastings has got the lead. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good by Bruckman. So Hastings rolling along here. The Broncos sitting at 22-3 in the season, ranked number 5 in the NAIA Division II Women's College Basketball Coaches Poll this week. Next shot by Bruckman is up there and in. Bruckman now with 5 points, and Hastings leads 40-12. Here's a steal now by Morton in backcourt. Gets it to Van Kirk, dribbles down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Morton gets the assist. Van Kirk gets the field goal. Jamie now with the 11 points in the ballgame. That's the 12th turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with an early 30-point lead here in this one. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Down the left sideline is Courtney Cook, and a foul is going to be called. Cook was on the dribble down the far side, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be your first. This is not new for Nebraska Wesleyan getting blown out. There have been several teams that have hit the century mark against this team. They're giving up 83.6 points per ball game, so Hastings just about on pace here. They've got 40 on the board so far. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Courtney Cook. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Autumn Zeenan comes back into the ballgame now for the Hastings College Broncos. We're down to 51.2 seconds to play. Courtney Cook's second free throw is up there and in. Four teams have won over the century mark against this team as we take a look at their season schedule so far. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Here's Autumn Zeenan with the ball. Hastings leading 42-14. Zeenan for 3 from the far sideline. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Zeenan grabs it again. Zeenan sends it down in the corner. Holly Sandelson back to Zeenan on the wing. Dribble penetration. Throws it down here on the baseline. Frankie Peterson drives it, shoots it, misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Ashley. Ashley to the near sideline to Amanda Diaz. Here come the Prairie Wolves. Diaz brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Tchaikovsky. Felicia dribbles behind the screen, moves it to the right side. Down the lane she goes. There's a kick pass back out here. Long range jumper by Albert. Misses everything, no good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Peterson drives her shot, no good, and she's fouled in the play. With 2.9 seconds left here in the first half, it'll be Hastings going to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Amanda Diaz. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Prairie Wolves. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line is 78% foul shooter. She'll fire up two here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Their first one is up there and in. Hastings back out to a 29-point lead here, 43-14 in women's college basketball. Frankie Peterson will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Peterson hits for a couple of free throws. Nebraska Wesleyan plays things in. Albert here in backcourt, and he can't get a shot away as Booker throws one up there from half court. That's the end of the first half of play. As expected, Hastings College dominating in women's college basketball here after the first 20 minutes. It's Hastings College 44, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. You're listening to high school, or rather, Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. At halftime, the Hastings College women's basketball team out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 44-14. Hastings has played very good defense, as you might expect, giving up only 14 points here in the first half. Bronco scored the first 2 points of the ball game. They got out to a 7-2 lead just 2 minutes and 9 seconds into the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan cut the lead down to 7-5, but that was the last sniff of the lead they had here in this one. Hastings opened up a 10-point lead at 18-8, led 20-10, led by 12 points at 22-10. As Hastings went on a little run there, it was 20-10, and Hastings scored 10 straight points. Increase that lead to 30-10 here in the ball game. And right now they're leading by 30 points at halftime, 44-14 in women's college basketball. Checking the scoring so far here at halftime. Jamie Van Kirk is leading the Broncos. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Van Kirk has nailed 1 3-pointer in the first 20 minutes. And she's got 4 2-point field goals, so she's got 11 points here at halftime. A ton of people have scored for Hastings in the first 20 minutes. Van Kirk has got 11. Then we see Abby Jackson. She's got 6 points. Jackson has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points tonight for Chelsea Morton on a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Cammie Bruckman, she has got 5 points and a field goal. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. 4 points for Laurel Zwiener on a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Chanel Farmer on a 3-ball in the first half. Other scores, Alex Edwards, she has got 2 points on a field goal. Frankie Peterson has got 2 on a couple of free throws and 2 attempts. And Sierra Williamson, she has got 2 points on a field goal for Hastings College here in the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan, they're being led by Bridget Booker. She got 6 points. Booker has got a field goal, and she's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Courtney Cook has got 4 free throws and 5 attempts for only score in the first half. Kelly Sanchez, she's got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3. And Felicia Tchaikovsky, she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. So again, Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball. The score is 44-14. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game, Nebraska Wesleyan only 2 out of 19 in the first half. They are 2 out of 19 from the field for 10.5%. Hastings College is shooting 16 out of 36 for 44%. Hastings has connected on 2 out of 11 from 3-point territory for 18%. Nebraska Wesleyan 0 out of 6. The Prairie Wolves have 10 out of 14 from the free throw line for 71%. Hastings College, they are shooting 10 out of 12 from the free throw line for 83%. The rebounds, Hastings with 24. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 17. The Broncos have 8 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 3 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. The Broncos have just 6 turnovers in the first half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan has already got 16. Hastings with 4 block shots and 11 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan with no block shots and 4 steals. So again, Hastings College has got the lead. Women's college basketball, they lead by 30 here at halftime. The score is the Broncos 44 and the Prairie Wolves 14. Stick around. We've got Tyson Irvani coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. Then we got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Hebronick with you. Earlier this week on the KHS Radio Morning Conversation, our news director Jennifer Berry had an opportunity to talk with Susan Mieske out at Hastings College involving some exciting news on the Hastings College campus.
It is. We have gotten a grant to renovate 2 of our residence halls and do pretty major renovations with 2 and then kind of a minor renovation with 1. So we are on the way to raising $6 million, and we already have 4 of that raised.
Tell me about the residence halls that will be upgraded. Bronk and Babcock halls, are those the right ones?
That's correct. So they're going to be going kind of through what we call major renovations, and it includes anything from a mix of, you know, mechanical, electrical, to some cosmetic changes for the lounge areas, the bathrooms, new room furnishings. So it's going to be a really nice mix of kind of what's underneath, things we can't see but makes living easier for the students, safety, mechanical, that kind of thing. And then also with the cosmetic changes, these are changes that really improve the quality of life for our students, where the lounge areas, where they spend a lot of time, so hanging out, studying, and kind of that living and learning that's part of a big part of the college residence experience.
Do you know what majority of the students live on campus and in these residence halls when they come to Hastings College?
So we have about 70% of our students that live either in our apartments or on campus housing.
So this will make a big difference for them to have an upgraded facility.
It will. We really think that this will help improve their quality of life. And one of the things is we've actually sought their input all throughout the process. So the students who are currently living in the residence halls have helped us prioritize, helped us choose some of the things that are going to be upgraded, what it's going to look like, any theming, colors. So it's been an ongoing process that we've worked with our current students, which I think is a unique part, and I think it's something at a small campus that we do very well.
For people who aren't sure, these two residence halls were built in the later 1990s, 1960s, 1970s, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and what about the third residence hall? You mentioned some minor upgrades to a different residence hall. Which one is that?
Yeah, Taylor Hall, and that's a little bit older, so it was built in 1938, and we are going to be doing some more cosmetic things to Taylor. Not quite the full renovation in there.
What will the disruption be for any students while any construction is going on?
Well, I tell you, we have an aggressive timeline. So really, we are waiting until they leave for the summer. But the moment they turn in their keys is the moment that we start, and we will just be working nonstop until those students come back in the fall.
So this will be starting this summer?
That's correct.
All right.
Started and completed by the time the students come back in the fall.
When did plans for upgrading these dorms begin? How long have you guys been discussing doing this?
So we knew it was a priority. So based on feedback that we've gotten throughout the admissions process and based on the needs of our current students. So we have known it's a priority for about 2 years. We really got serious about it about a year ago. So it's been a very aggressive timeline even from the beginning.
And you mentioned it's $6 million worth of renovations, but you have received some of the grants and you're in a fundraising process right now?
That's right. So it's a $6 million total for the entire project. We started out with a great lead gift for $3 million from an anonymous foundation. And then we had $500,000 from the Peter Kiewit Foundation. And then we are continuing to raise the rest of it. We've raised about another $500,000 on our own, and then we will continue to reach out with alumni, friends of the college, and additional foundations.
I have to ask, any plans for anything with 9th Street? I know that we've heard a lot of things discussed with 9th Street here in Hastings over the past few years.
We have. I mean, I think as we continue to assess, our goal is to be at 1,500 students in the next 5 years. So as we look at that, you know, one of the things we want to make sure is that we are equipped well, so we're balancing kind of the future renovations, and we're also balancing the integrity and the beauty of the campus. So 9th Street, you know, will continue to be in conversations about that. Probably the next major renovation that we will take on, hopefully in the next couple of years, would be the student union. So that's another thing. We've gone through a minor renovation, and it's really changed the way that the students have used the union. We have a coffee shop. They're using it to study late in the hours. They're doing a lot of project work there. So we really hope to take what we've learned there from that minor renovation and really do something major, you know, in the next couple of years.
So some exciting news on the Hastings College campus, but some exciting basketball to get back to. We are back for the second half of Hastings College basketball right after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS at halftime. It's Hastings College out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play. The score is 44-14 here at the break. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. A couple other scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference at halftime tonight. Concordia is down on top of Midland by the score of 37-30. And it is Morningside leading Dort in women's college basketball. The score is 31-18. Some other scores, some other games going on tonight. Northwestern is playing at Dakota Wesleyan, and Mount Marty is at Briarcliff. Hastings College has got to lead here by 30 points over Nebraska Wesleyan, 44-14. Hastings jumped down to a 2-0 lead, and the Broncos have never trailed here in the ballgame. Hastings beat this team down in Lincoln 88-61. That was back right after the first of the year, but they have built a 30-point lead, and we're liable to see everybody in the ballgame here tonight for Hastings College. In fact, they've suited up a couple of extra girls for this ballgame here tonight. Broncos have a 30-point lead to begin the second half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. They're opening possession in the second half. The Prairie Wolves shoot to our basket to our left. Dressed in their black and their gold uniforms here tonight. There's a Booker with the ball at the top of the key now for Nebraska Wesleyan, being pressured here by Hastings College. That's Wiener out on her. Here's a long-range jumper by Sanchez. It's up and in. Kelly Sanchez hitting one from the right wing. She's now got 4 points in the ball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's 44-16. Here's Jackson inside the free throw circle. The shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball is slapped away from Peterson. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings College will play it in down in the deep left corner down here. 44-16. Hastings with a lead in women's college basketball. The men's game is coming up next. Now here come five new players into the ballgame. 44 seconds into the second half. Five players in, five players out for Nebraska Wesleyan. So a quick sub here to begin this second half of play. The Broncos will inbound the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Bounce pass.
Family meal.
Kicked there by Stacy Beller. It's going to be Hastings College playing things in underneath their own basket. That's going to be Abby Jackson as she plays things in. Zwinner, the pass to her, is high. It's going to be intercepted. Kylie Ashley brings it down here as the Broncos turn it away. Here come the Prairie Wolves and Nebraska Wesleyan back the other direction. Ashley has got the ball. Ashley now to Stacy Beller just inside the free throw circle. Now they give it away. This is Solsky. Skolski dribbles to the wing on the right side. Entry pass. They get it inside to Ashley. Takes it down on the left baseline. A short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good by Libby Hinsky, who's into the ball game for the first time. Here comes Hastings back the other direction as Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk now to Jackson. Takes it down on the baseline. Abby Jackson dribbling the ball. Sends it out here. That's Zwinner just inside the three-point arc. Nice pass down low, but it's intercepted. Intercepted there by Hinsky. The second straight turnover on Hastings College here in the second half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan comes back with the basketball and the dribble. That's going to be Cassandra Solsky. Comes out between the rings now to Hinsky. Hinsky has it knocked out of her hands, picked up by Solsky in the far sideline. Solsky gets it in the hands now of Warren Ziegebein, who's into the ballgame now. Ziegebein for the first time. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Ziegebein drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down by Jackson, but Jackson commits the personal foul. Abby Jackson commits the personal foul. Nebraska Wesleyan turned the ball over 16 times in the first half of play. Hastings was 6. The Broncos have turned it over twice so far here in this third quarter, second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be a Ziegenbein. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's the back iron. And straight up in the air and down to the hole. Ziegenbein just a 46% foul shooter in the season. Coming in here. 44-17. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. Here comes Peterson streaking back the other way. Peterson takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled into play. Frankie Peterson scores there for Hastings College, and she is fouled into play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Lauren Ziegenbein. That's going to be her first foul. Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Peterson. She had 13 points the other day against Mount Barney. That was on Saturday. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Peterson hits a three-point play. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame, 47-17. Again, the Broncos lead by 30 points here in the second half of play. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame. Ziegenbein has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Drives it against Van Kirk, brings it into the offensive zone in a traveling violation. She puts on the brakes right there at the elbow, left side of the lane, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. 17 turnovers now on Nebraska Wesleyan. 17 turnovers and 17 points. We're in the second half, 47-17. Now Jackson has problems with a dribble, and it goes out of bounds, and Jackson runs right in the official behind the basket there. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Third one here in the second half of play. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back down the right sideline. Beller now, she's going to be double-teamed. Beller has the ball slapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Bruckman. She drives, shoots, and scores. Bruckman gets the steal. She gets the field goal on the other end. Bruckman now is 7 points in the ballgame. It's 49-17. Hastings now leading by 32 points here in the second half of play. Here's Solsky with it now. Retreats out here in the three-point territory. Sends it over in the wing. That's a Hinschke. Out of the near side to Ashley. Drives it into the lane. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener outlet pass comes to Frankie Peterson. Peterson runs back the other way. Peterson now to Bruckman. Long-range jumper is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down here to a Stacey Beller. Beller is double-teamed here on the near sideline. Jump ball is going to be called. Jackson got her hands in there and ties up Beller. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos with another turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. And it'll be Hastings playing things in here on the near sideline. Sierra Williamson comes into the ballgame now for the Broncos. Zwiener will go out. 49-17. Hastings leading by 32 points. Here's Peterson playing it in now to Abby Jackson out here. Abby Jackson will set things up for the Broncos. Jackson on the dribble, sends it over the wing. That's Peterson with the ball. Free throw line extended. Frankie sends it out here to Williamson. She mishandles the ball, but Sierra picks it up on the right sideline. Williamson comes out here to Abby Jackson. Abby at the top of the key, looking to get away. Abby Jackson goes to Bruckman, top of the circle, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. She draws a personal foul. And Bruckman put on the free throw line. She was fouled into play by Amanda Diaz of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's the third foul on Diaz. Team foul number 2 on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Bruckman. 7 points in the ball game for Bruckman. Make it 8 as that one goes down. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bruckman is 68% foul shooter in the season. Hastings hit 10 out of 12 free throws in the first half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Bruckman hits a pair. Bruckman now with 9. And the Hastings lead is now 51-17 over Nebraska Wesleyan here. Second to the last home game for the Broncos during the regular season here tonight. Here's Sanchez with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sanchez dribbling with the ball. Kelly Sanchez goes over in the wing on the right side to Amanda Diaz. Diaz gets the ball away to a Booker, drops it down low to Cook. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, but a foul's going to be called here. It's going to go on Williamson of Hastings. First foul on Sierra Williamson. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting foul as Courtney Cook goes to the free throw line. She was a major force against Hastings when they played this team down in Lincoln. So far tonight, virtually nothing. She misses a free throw. She's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. So now Farmer comes in. Here comes Alex Edwards into the Hastings lineup. Courtney Cook will have one more free throw. The Broncos leading by a score of 51-17. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So it's now 51-18. 16:20 to play here in the ballgame. Here's Chelsea Morton with the ball. She's into the ballgame now for Hastings. Jackson out here in three-point territory. Jackson down to Morton, top of the circle. Chelsea Morton brings it back to Jackson on the left sideline, down in the corner. That's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Comes back out to Morton. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover on Hastings. Coming down with the ball is going to be Amanda Diaz as she takes that one away from Chelsea Morton. Diaz now into the offensive zone here for Nebraska Wesleyan to the far sideline. That's a Tikalski with it now. To Cook at the top of the key. Cook comes over here on the wing to Kelly Sanchez. Still 14 on the shot clock here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dribbling of the ball is going to be Amanda Diaz. Sends it down low. That's going to be Booker. Shot is up there. No good. And a foul is going to be called. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul for Hastings. For Edwards, that's her third personal foul. This will be team foul number three in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Bridget Booker for Nebraska Wesleyan. She has got 6 points in the ball game. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Booker will get one more. Nebraska Wesleyan did shoot the ball well from the free throw line in the first half. They were 71%. They were 10 out of 14. Second shot is up there by Booker. That's going to be no good. And now we got to, I think somebody was in the lane too soon. And we're going to have Booker going to the free throw line for one more shot here. So Nebraska Wesleyan gets a break. They'll try to cash in. And the shot is up there and in. So now it's a 51-20 ball game. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball back here. Here's Chanel Farmer, high left side. Farmer goes to Morton right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to Jackson. Abby Jackson holds it. Now to Chanel Farmer, top of the circle. Chanel Farmer dribbles to her left, sends the ball inside to Williamson. Her shot's going to be up there. No good as it was blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Bridget Booker. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves here in this second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson with a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. Now she adds a free throw as the first one goes right down the hole. She's got 3 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is 52-20. Sierra Williamson, a 59% foul shooter in the season. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's 53-20. We have played about 5 minutes now here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Tikalski has got the ball. Sends it on the low block right side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Edwards. That's turnover number 20 already on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball down in the corner. That's Morton. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound coming out of there. Now we got a foul called. Nebraska Wesleyan came down with the ball, but she runs right into Chelsea Morton, who was decked in the play. But Morton picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Coming out of there with the basketball for Nebraska Wesleyan was Kylie Ashley. So Wesleyan will play things in. They're trailing in the ball game by 33 here in the second half. Amanda Diaz has got the ball. She works against Chanel Farmer. Amanda Diaz dribbles left and now right. Her pass could be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson on the far sideline. Abby brings it back 2-on-2. Jackson 15-footer. Bang! Abby Jackson, a steal and a field goal on the other end. Abby's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 55-20. Here's another steal by Jackson. She drives it, leaves it off to Farmer. Shot no good. Blows the layup, and the rebound comes down here to Nebraska Wesleyan's Tikalski. Alicia brings it back the other way as Nebraska Wesleyan has back-to-back turnovers here in the second half of play. Here's Amanda Diaz, high left side, comes out top of the key. That's going to be Booker with the ball. She lobs it down low. A shot by Cook is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Farmer. Here come the Broncos back the other way. 3-on-3, back the other direction. Farmer has got it. She'll hold things up. The house pass goes inside to Williamson, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bridget Booker. That's going to be his second. So Booker picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Cassandra Solsky. Going to the bench will be Kelly Sanchez. Here comes Adam Zenin into the ball game now for the Broncos. She will inbound the ball, baseline right side. Zenin will play things in. The Farmer, her shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Edwards on the baseline. Edwards sends it back out here. Adam Zenin with the ball. Zenin inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Alex Edwards. Not as Zenin. Autumn dribbling with it out here. She moves it on the dribble to the left side of the lane. Zenin's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it. Over there is going to be Courtney Cook of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College will play things in. 13:37 to play. Here in the second half, 55-20. Hastings College has led this baby from the opening tap today. Autumn Zenin with the ball on the wing. Autumn Zenin gets it out to Williamson. Down right side, Chelsea Morton dribble penetration toward the goal. A shot is up there, no good off of the glass, and she's fouled into play. And Chelsea Morton will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Diaz. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Prairie Wolves. Going to the free throw line will be Chelsea Morton. Morton has got 5 points in the ball game here today. And her shot is up there and in. Morton now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now is going to be Lauren Ziegenbein for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's been a long, long season for the Prairie Wolves in women's college basketball. They've lost 20 games in a row. They have not won since the opening date of the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Chelsea Morton, and the rebound comes down here to the Prairie Wolves. So it's 56-20. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings, and we still got 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Courtney Cook with the ball. Goes over in the wing to Ziegenbein. Now to get it inside. There's a shot up there. No good by Butcher. And a foul is going to be called. The foul here is going to go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Edwards. That's going to be her fourth.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation.
Bridget Booker. Booker so far in the ball game has got 8 points here in the contest. Bridget Booker to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bridget Booker now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Holly Samuelson for Hastings College. Alex Edwards will come to the bench. 56-21. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. Booker's free throw is up there and in. So she's perfect from the free throw line tonight. 56-22. Hastings with the advantage. Autumn Zenon with the ball. Comes over here to Chelsea Morton. Nebraska Wesleyan now in a man-to-man defense. It hasn't made too much difference here in this one. The Broncos have sliced up anything that Nebraska Wesleyan is put up there tonight. There's Williamson. A nice pass by Zenon and she lays it in. Sarah Williamson gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Zenon gets the assist. 58-22. There's a long range three put up there. No good by Solsky. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Cassandra Solsky throws up the quick three ball there. Now it's going to be, let's see, now the officials are going to discuss things down here underneath the basket. They're going to point. Let's see, it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan's ball or Hastings ball. That's going to be Bronco ball. Wesleyan was looking to inbound the ball. The officials say no, and now they're going to come over here and discuss things with the coaching staff of Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos will play things in. 12 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings leading by a score of 58-22. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball. Adam Zenon into the offensive zone. Zenon sends it over here to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Farmer behind the screen now gives the ball away to Samuelson. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Holly Samuelson looking. Bounce pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down there to Morton, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Ziegenbein of Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Hastings playing things in. They still have 14 seconds left on the shot clock. 12:20 left in the ball game. Hastings 58, Nebraska Wesleyan 22. Here's Farmer inside down to Williamson. Nice move to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Williamson, a nice post move there. She's now got 3 field goals. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings blowing the Prairie Wolves out of here. 60-22 is the score in women's college basketball. Here's Tokolski. Comes out to the top of the key. That's going to be Butcher with the ball. He moves it over here on the wing. Now to Ziegenbein, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be your second. So Sierra now with 2 fouls. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Broncos here in the second half. No free throws here. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lauren Ziegenbein looking to play things in. She'll be the trigger man here for the Prairie Wolves. They get it to Booker. Booker kicks it back out here to Tokolski. Picked up there by Morton. Spins at the elbow. Drives it into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouled in the play. Alicia Tokolski, that is her first field goal of the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. She is their leading scorer. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her third. So Felicia Tokolski with 3 points in the ball game. Go to the free throw line. Here comes Zwiener into the ball game now for Hastings. Williamson will come out. Felicia Tokolski will go to the free throw line. She is 1 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. 65% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Felicia Tokolski, who averages 14.4 in the season, she's now got 4 points in the ball game here tonight. There's Zenon driving the ball back the other way, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Adam Zenon took it right to the hole and had it blocked out of bounds. So now the Broncos will play things in. Zenon will trigger things in at the 11:43 mark of this second half. Hastings leading 60-25. Here's Samuelson with the ball. Now to Zwiener. He fires up a long 17-footer. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener steps away from the basket and scores. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. That's her second field goal. 62-25, the Broncos have the lead. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Their offensive end, Sokolsky, drives the ball to the basket. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. The ball tapped out, picked up here by Zenon. Autumn Zenon runs it back 2-on-3. Zenon in the lane. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Samuelson, who climbs the ladder to grab that one. A low block on the right side of Chelsea Morton. Gets it back out to Zenon. Autumn Zenon here at the free throw line. Dribbling of the ball. Kicks it out here to Farmer for three. Shot is up there, right down through the hole. That's the second tray for Chanel Farmer. She got 6 points in the ball game. And Hastings with a comfortable 65-25 lead. There's a pass right into the hands of Holly Samuelson. The 23rd turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Samuelson back with the ball. Comes across the top to Farmer. Inside down to Zwiener. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. It's brought down on the baseline. Picked up there by Felicia Tsokolsky. Gets into the hands of Ziegenbein. She has the ball tipped away. It's picked up by Tsokolsky from Nebraska Wesleyan. Down to Ashley. Ashley into the forecourt. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Still 20 seconds to work on the shot clock. Lauren Ziegenbein has got it. Ziegenbein down to a Booker. Lobs the ball down to Tsokolsky. Her shot over Farmer's up and in. Alicia Tsokolsky scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's got 6 points in the game. Hastings now leading by the margin of 65-27. Going to need a slide rule to figure out this one before it's all done. Here comes Autumn Zenon with the ball. Zenon over here on the wing on the right side. Chelsea Morton out to Chanel Farmer. Long pass goes inside to Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Kylie Ashley. Ashley with the ball. Flips it away now to Ziegenbein. She'll bring things up against Morton. Ziegenbein into the offensive zone here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 65-27. Hastings has got the lead. Salsky has got it. High left side. Salsky out between the circles now to Ashley. Salsky has got it on the wing, down to the top of the key. That says Salsky. Salsky dribbling to the elbow. Stops there. Salsky looking. Comes out now to Tsokolsky. 2 seconds, 1 second on the shot clock. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Adam Zenon. Zenon has got the ball, takes it to the basket. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. Zenon is knocked down, and the foul is going to be called. That's going to be Felicia Tsokolsky. It's going to be whistled for the check. That's going to go on. They gave number three. That's going to be Cassandra Solsky. That's going to be her first foul. So Zenon, the Hastings three, will go to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. The shot from the line is up there. It's going to be rimmed off. No good. Here comes Cammie Bruckman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Morton. 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 65-27. Autumn Zenon will go back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Their shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Here comes Bruckman. Or rather, here comes Jackson back into the ball game now. It's Adam Zenon will come to the bench. Hastings leading by a score of 66-27. In women's college basketball, we got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. Alexis Albert has got the ball. Albert dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass on the high post. They get the ball to Sanchez down the lane. Her little five-footer is up there and in. Kelly Sanchez gets it down the lane and scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 66-29. The Broncos looking to wrap up their 23rd victory of the season here tonight. There's a feed inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there left-handed. It's up and in. Oral Zwiener scores over Cook. Zwiener now with 8 points in the ball game. 68-29. The Broncos with a lead now. 8:40 remaining here in the contest. Kelly Sanchez has got the ball, lobs it inside. Henschke has got it. Henschke right here at the free throw line. Kicks it out here on the near side to Cook. Takes it down to the baseline. It's cut off there. Good defense by Hastings. Sanchez now dribbles down the lane. Here's shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Sanchez will play things in. The Cook and the Wainer shot is up there no good, but she's hacked on the arm and a foul is called. Courtney Cook will go to the free throw line. Samuelson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first one on Samuelson. Courtney Cook to the free throw line. She is 5 out of 7 from the line tonight. All of her points have come from the charity stripe. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Hastings now leading by a score of 68-30. Wesleyan on the way to their 17th consecutive conference loss here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. by Courtney Cook. It's now a 68-31 ball game. Here comes Abby Jackson back to Chanel Farmer. Lobs it inside. Zwiener grabs it. A shot no good, but she's fouling a play. That's going to be Courtney Cook picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. So going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener has got 6 points, actually 8 points in the ball game. She's added a couple of free throws to her total here. Now she'll go to the free throw line for the second time tonight and hit the free throw. She is the sixth best free throw shooter in the conference, hitting 80%. Here comes Holly Samuelson back out of the ball game. Checking back in for the Broncos will be Peterson, 69-31. Hastings in the lead. Next shot is up there by Zwiener. It's going to be no good. The ball poked to the corner. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. I think Bruckman got her hands on it there as Laurel Zwiener misses the free throw opportunity. 69-31. Hastings with the lead. Women's college basketball still 8 minutes to go here in this one. Here's a Stacy Beller with the ball. Beller gets it to a Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez dribbling the ball here against Farmer on the high post. That's Courtney Cook with the ball. Cook drives it down the left side of the lane toward the goal. A shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. Rebounding the way by Albert. Her shot is up and in. Alexis Albert picks up the trash in the lane and scores. It's now 69-33. Hastings with the advantage. Here's a Cammie Bruckman with it for the Broncos. Pulls up on the wing on the left side. Bruckman in trouble. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Mishandles the ball. She saves it. But it's right into the hands of the Prairie Wolves. Coming back the other way. And now a foul is going to be called. Now a double dribble violation. So Hastings turns it over for the 11th time tonight. Stacy Beller bringing it back the other way for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets hit with a double dribble violation. That's turnover number 24 on the Prairie Wolves. Nebraska Wesleyan turned the ball over 44 times on Saturday in their ball game against Briarcliff up in Sioux City. So if you look on the bright side, they've got only 24 turnovers here against Hastings in this ball game tonight. They average 26 in the season. Here's Farmer. Her pass is going to be intercepted as the Broncos turn it away again. Williamson, that pass was down around her ankles, and she couldn't handle it. 69-33, the Broncos, I'm sure, don't want to get sloppy here in the final 7 minutes of this ball game. Most of the frontline players still out there for Hastings with a big lead. Now we got a foul away from all the action here. Personal foul is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her third foul. Hastings will be at home again on Saturday as we take on Dakota Wesleyan, the final regular season game of the season for both the men and women's basketball teams. 2 and 4 will be game times on Saturday. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Booker to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Booker. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Cook. Follow shot, no good. And she's fouled in the play. So three shots in the hole there for Nebraska Wesleyan against Hastings College. And finally, another foul is called on Sierra Williamson. The fourth foul on Williamson. So that's going to send Courtney Cook to the free throw line. 7:05 to play. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be good. Cook has got 8 free throws already in the ball game. 8 out of 11 from the line. She'll have one more shot here. Courtney Cook scored 26 the last time we played down in Lincoln. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now 69-35. Hastings all over the Prairie Wolves here tonight in women's college basketball. Here comes Abby Jackson back with the ball. Jackson brings it over to Farmer on the wing on the right side. Farmer behind a Williamson screen. Gives the ball away to Jackson. Little fake. Mount pass goes inside to Williamson. Out to Jackson. Her shot's blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Felicia Tsikalski as Jackson was getting ready to fire up a 3-ball from the deep right corner. So Hastings again will play things in. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. 6:48 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 69-35. Jackson will play things in. Bruckman at the top of the key. A 3-pointer is put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Booker. Booker has got it from Nebraska Wesleyan to the far sideline to Amanda Diaz. Gets the ball ahead down in the corner, dribbling to the baseline. And a shot is up there, no good by Cook, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Peterson if he sings. That's going to be your second. So Courtney Cook goes back to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Looking to add to her 9-for-11 performance. Her shot is up there, it's going to be good. Courtney Cook will have one more. The lead is now 69-36 in favor of Hastings. The Broncos have led this baby all the way. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's now 69-37. Hastings with the lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Jackson has got it on the wing. Candy Bruckman has got it. Ruckman dribbles once. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. And she's hacked in the arm. And Williamson will go to the free throw line down for the Broncos. Foul is going to be called here on to Bridget Booker. That's going to be her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Prairie Wolves. Hastings already over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Williamson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Williamson 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a bunch, 69-37. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Hastings has got 70 on the board. The Broncos averaging 77.2 on the season. That is number 5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings had 44 points on the board at halftime. Led by 30 points at 44-14 if you're just joining us. Here's Booker up and under over Williamson. Her shot is up and in. Bridget Booker hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 12 points, 70-39. Here's a Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman takes the ball in the paint. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That little patented little hook shot up there. Now we got a jump ball and a rebound. It's going to go to Hastings as Courtney Cook is going to be tied up in the play. Here's Chelsea Morton coming to the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Bruckman. So Cammie comes out of the ball game at the 5:55 mark. Be surprised to see her again here tonight. Here's Abby Jackson to play things in. Frankie Peterson now to Morton. Takes the ball in the lane. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but a traveling violation. Chelsea Morton is going to be whistled for a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 13 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 70-39. Hastings with the lead. Here's Amanda Diaz with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Brock was still in the man-to-man. She'll be picked up by Farmer. Wild pass goes inside, tipped away from Tikalski. Ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Cook. She loses the ball. And now finally it goes out of bounds in front of the Wesleyan bench. It's going to be, let's see, Prairie Wolf ball. So now Farmer goes chasing after it there for Hastings. Couldn't get to it. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in here on the near sideline. 5:34 left here in the ball game at 70-39. Hastings with the lead. Wesleyan with the ball. Tikalski on the baseline. She goes up. Her shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson on the near sideline to Chelsea Morton. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Out to Farmer. Now to Jackson. Jackson sends it inside. Foul is going to be called. Nice pass. Jackson into Sierra Williamson. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Amanda Diaz. And she is out of the ball game. Diaz fouls out at the 5:17 mark of the second half. She leaves with no points. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Going out will be Frankie Peterson. Autumn Zenon coming down to the scorer's table. She will check in now for the Broncos, replacing Abby Jackson. 70-39, Hastings College has got the lead in women's college basketball. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Williamson at the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Williamson now with 4 free throws and 5 attempts. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 71-39. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Sierra. And it's 72-39. Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's Solsky with it now. Out here in 3-point territory. Two-handed pass. Comes out on top to Tikalski. Tikalski dribbles once. All over here is Chelsea Morton defensively. Goes over to Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez at the top of the key. Over to Solsky. Cassandra dribbles with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. The ball poked away by Farmer. Solsky picks her back up. Now to Kelly Sanchez. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Sanchez spins at the free throw line. Her shot's up there. No good. And the horn sounds. That's going to be a shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. That shot there by Sanchez in the lane did not draw iron. So Hastings College will come back the other way now with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. High right side. Goes out to Morton here at the top of the key. Out to Autumn Zenon on the wing. Zenon looking inside the block. Nothing there. There's a pass out to Edwards. Back to Zenon. Her 3-pointers put up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Chest high dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone here. Goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Cassandra Solsky. Out to the top of the key with the ball there is going to be Courtney Cook. To Sanchez. Lobs the ball inside. That's Booker. Kicks it back out. Tolsky has got it. She dribbles the ball underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up there and in, but it won't count. She slipped out of bounds. A turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. That is their 25th turnover here in the basketball game. Beller comes in. Solsky checks out. or Tchaikovsky checks out. 72-39 is the score. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the second half in the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Autumn Zeenan with the ball on the wing. Now they give it away to Chelsea Morton. To Zeenan out here at the top of the key. Autumn brings it back to Farmer. Shot for three is up there. It's good. So now Farmer knocks down her third three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 9 points. 75-39. Hastings with the lead now with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here's Kelly Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez to the wing to Stacey Beller. Her pass inside to Cook. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Does not draw iron. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Zeenan. Hastings on the attack. Not a Farmer for three. Shot is up there. Buries another one. So now Farmer from the left corner scores there. Now she's got 4 three-pointers and 12 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 78-39 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's a Kelly Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez moves over on the right side. The Stacey Beller lobs the ball inside again. That's going to be a Booker. Her shot up there left-handed scores. Bridget Booker scoring there. She scores around Sierra Williamson. 78-41. Hastings with the advantage. We're down to 2:50 to play here in this one. Autumn Zeenan has got it. Takes it down on the baseline underneath the basket. Throws it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper up and in. A three-pointer. Or just a two-point field goal by Alex Edwards. It's a long two-point field goal from deep in the left corner, but not deep enough. 80-41 is the score now. And now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds here on the near sideline. And finally, Hastings is going to clear the bench. 26 turnovers now on the Hastings Collier on Nebraska Wesleyan in this ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan. So who are we going to have out there? We're going to have Kelly Bossert into the ball game now, a freshman out of Wood River. She comes into the ball game. Also, Haley Giebers, the sophomore out of Superior, is going to be in the ball game. Also, we're going to see Mariah Van Kirk, a freshman out of Sutton. She is into the contest as well. And Abby Ortmeyer, good-looking prospect out of West Point, into the contest now for head coach Gary Hofstetter. So the youngsters out there seeing some playing time. Here's Zeenan. She's still in the ball game. She drives the ball in the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Kylie Ashley with the ball. Ashley gets it down to Stacey Beller. Beller out between the rings now to Alexis Albert. We're down to 2 minutes to play. Hastings leading 80-41. There's Cassandra Solsky with the ball. Out of Beller. Stacey Beller takes it down the lane. Her shot over Ortmeyer is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. That's Kelly Bossart with the rebound. Hastings with a lead and a basketball here with a minute and 48 seconds to play here in this one. Autumn Zeenan dribbling with the ball. Comes over here on the right side. That's Abby Ortmeyer. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Gives it away now. Dribbling with the ball. That's going to be Mariah Van Kirk. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Or lost out of bounds there by the Broncos. A turnover on Hastings. Also coming into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Samuelson. So Holly Samuelson comes in for Autumn Zeenan. 90 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings 80, Nebraska Wesleyan 41. It has not been a contest since about the 16-minute mark of the first half. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good from three-point range. The ball is lost on the right side. Finally picked up. There's a shot on the baseline. No good. Follow shot is up and in. That's Libby Hinschke with a couple of rebounds and a follow shot. Hinschke scores there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That makes it 80-43. There's a pass over the head of Samuelson out of bounds. Van Kirk throwing the ball down on the low block on the right side. Threw it over her head. Turnover number 15 on Hastings here in the ball game. 80-43. The Broncos continue to lead now with a minute to play. So the Broncos going to go to 23-3 after this one. They'll improve to 14-3 in the conference. Van Kirk is now going to pick up a personal foul here for Hastings. So Mariah Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. Alexis Albert goes to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. A 64% foul shooter, and a little jump shot from the free throw line is up there and in. She's now got 3 points in the ballgame. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan coming up in men's play at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHAS. Albert's second free throw is up there and in. It's now 80-45. Hastings with the lead with under a minute to play. There's a long-range jumper from three or shot. That's going to be Ortmeyer. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound. Mariah Van Kirk gets it out here to Samuelson. Samuelson, bounce pass goes inside to Giebers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. So now Haley Giebers will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Hinsky. So Giebers to the free throw line. The former Superior Wildcat, she throws it up there. The shot in and out and back in again. So Giebers hits a free throw, a six-foot sophomore out of Superior. That makes the score 81-45. There's the next shot up there by Giebers. It's going to be up, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hinsky now for Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. She drives her shot. It's up there. It's no good, and she is nailed on the play. Van Kirk takes a spill underneath the basket there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Libby Hinsky for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. So now Van Kirk goes to the free throw line here. The former Sutton Philly is still toe the marker. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Van Kirk will have another one. 81-45. Hastings led at halftime by 30. And this has not been a ball game here tonight. Van Kirk's next free throw is up there. That's going to be in the hole. It is good. It's one out of two from the free throw line. It's now 82-45. Hastings with the lead. Alexis Albert has got the ball. Albert comes over here to Ashley. Brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up by Giebers. Here's Hunt with the ball. Sadie Hunt. There's a long-range jumper. She banks one home. Sadie Hunt banks one home from the right elbow. And it's now 82-47. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Mariah Van Kirk sized up to three. Now drives the ball in the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Kylie Ashley. Gets the ball ahead now. Here come the Prairie Wolves. There's Hunt with the ball again. Fires up a 17-footer. No good. And that is the ball game. The Hastings College Broncos roll past the Prairie Wolves and Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-47 in women's college basketball action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. The fifth-ranked team in the country, Hastings, improves to 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Broncos are now 14-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Nebraska Wesleyan, they dropped a 1 win and 21 losses on the year. The Prairie Wolves are now 0-17 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score, it was Hastings 82, Nebraska Wesleyan 47. Back with a recap after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
All right, women's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings College knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-47. Broncos scored the first field goal of the ball game, 15 seconds into the contest. They never trailed tonight. Led 3-2, led 5-2. Then the Broncos got it to a 7-2 lead in the first half. 3 minutes into the ball game, Wesleyan came back and pulled within 2 points at 7-5. That was the last time they really sniffed the lead. Broncos got it to a 20-10 advantage in that first half of play and then rattled off 10 straight points to open up a 20-point lead at 30-10. The Broncos led by 30 at halftime, 44-14, and you get the picture. The rout was on as Hastings goes on to win tonight by a score of 82-47. In women's college basketball action, a ton of people played for Hastings in the ball game tonight. They were actually led by Chanel Farmer. She hits 4 3-pointers. And finishes with 12 points in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk, she had 11 points. Van Kirk had all 11 in the first half of play. She He had 1 3-point field goal and the run around 2-pointers. So Jamie Van Kirk with 11. Sierra Williamson also with 11 points. She ties her season high. She also put up 11 against Sterling earlier this season. The other scores for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener, she had 9 points tonight. She had 3 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Cammie Bruckman, she had 9 points. Bruckman had 2 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the line. Abby Jackson, she had 8 points. Abby had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 8. Checking some other scores for Hastings, we had Autumn Zenon score 5 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chelsea Morton, she had 6 points tonight. Morton had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Alex Edwards, Edwards had 2 field goals and 4 points for the Broncos. Frankie Peterson comes through with 5 points. She had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The leading scorer for Hastings in this ball game was Chanel Farmer. She had 12 points, including 3 threes in the second half of play. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led tonight by Bridget Booker. She scored 14 points. Booker had 3 field goals, and she was 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was Courtney Cook, as she scores all 11 of her points from the charity stripe on 14 attempts. So Booker had 14. Courtney Cook had 11 points. The other scorers for Nebraska Wesleyan, Lauren Ziegebein, she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sadie Hunt had a field goal late in the second half for 2 points. Alexis Albert had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 4. Felicia Tikalski, she ended up with 6 points in the ballgame. She had 2 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the line. Kelly Sanchez with 3 2-point field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the line for 7. And Libby Hinschke, she had a field goal and 2 points. Again, Hastings College, they win it tonight in women's college basketball. The final score of 82-47. We'll take a break and come back, check the shooting numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KJS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, in between games here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College again winning in women's basketball by a score of 82-47. Checking the shooting numbers here tonight for Nebraska Wesleyan. They ended up shooting 11 out of 14 from the field tonight. Actually, 11 out of 42 from the field tonight for 26.2%. Hastings College, they converted on 27 out of 62 field goals as they shot 43% tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan was 0 out of 8 from three-point territory. Hastings College was 5 out of 19 for 26%. Nebraska Wesleyan on free throws tonight, 25 out of 32 for 78%. Hastings College was 23 out of 31 for 74%. The rebounds, Hastings had 39. Nebraska Wesleyan had 34. The Broncos had 13 offensive rebounds and 26 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan had 7 offensive rebounds and 27 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan turned the ball over 29 times here in the ball game tonight. Hastings College had 15 turnovers. Nebraska Wesleyan had 5 block shots and 9 steals. Hastings College had 4 block shots and 18 steals in the ball game. Leading rebounders for Hastings in the ball game tonight, Frankie Peterson. She had 6 rebounds, 5 for Sierra Williamson. And the leading rebounders for Nebraska Wesleyan, you had Courtney Cook snag 7. And Felicia Tikalski also with 7 rebounds in the ball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Again, Hastings College in women's basketball knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 82-47. So the fifth-ranked team in the nation, Hastings, now 23-3 on the season. They're 14-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready to play Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Saturday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got the men's game coming up next. This one should be a lot more competitive. These two teams went to overtime the last time they played down in Lincoln before Hastings finally picked up an impressive 96-93 win over this bunch from Nebraska Wesleyan. So expect another close contest here tonight between the Wesleyan men and Hastings. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College Broncos men basketball coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.